calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I'll be really quick today, but I am within in video because I want to show you a couple things. One, I talked about yesterday my blanket. You know, it's placemat, blanket, whatever. It is pretty long. I used it last night for the first time. Just simply laid it over my because it's only the first one, I just laid it over my legs, and I had the most solid sleep in several weeks, because what I did is when I gave the lady to my old pants in order to make this, which was a few weeks, I said, okay, I'm not going to put anything on my legs to see if there's a difference. And so it's only been one night, but the difference has been dramatic. So I'm hoping that is true. So that's the celebration. Two, I just found out some news out of England. You know, I've mentioned before, Julian Assange is in a maximum security prison. He's been there for over 2 years, the last at least year he's under no charge, and it's on behest of the U.S. government. And for the first time, apparently today, for the first time in 17 months, he got to embrace his lady, and I celebrate with him. Because I have no doubt that was a marvelous joy. I would so much like to do that myself. For me, it's not 17 months, it's 9 years. And I'm still in love with the lady, the same that lady right there. And I want her back. But the other thing, I was in a conversation today with Chris, he repeated the offer again. So I plan to send this out on my postcard tomorrow, but I'm going to state it now. Julia, my girl, you remember the embrace we had a couple years ago, 3-4 years ago, however long it was? I'd like to do that again, specifically with the purpose not only to see you. I want to embrace my grandkids. Would you allow me to do that, please? Chris will drive me there, because I don't think I can take it emotionally. Chris offered again to drive me to see my grandkids. Specifically, you and the grandkids. I'm not planning to go see anybody else. Can I come see my grandkids, Julia? And come see you. And one other thing. Yesterday, I did a rather, perhaps we might say, poignant video. It turned out to be the longest one I've ever done, and I don't intend to get anywhere near that right now. But in the process, I was, I would say, assertive. And I hope in the assertion, the assertive tone, there is a hope, an underlying grace that I hope is seen. Because my goal is reconciliation. But I will say clearly, if people want to deny that, there's no love there. But so this morning, I took my the stack of, I sent out thus far 4 DVDs of the video from yesterday, and of course my daily postcard. So I walked out to the mailbox, and when I got there, this was in the mailbox. And it's interesting, because the question is, who and why? Because the return address is Lexington, North Carolina. No name. This is not my wife's handwriting, so I don't know who it is. It was postmarked August 5th out of Greensboro. So, you know, because my assumption is mail's picked up in Lexington. It just piles through that big, massive mail processing facility in Greensboro, and that's where it got postmarked. So it probably was picked up that day, but then I only got it on the 10th, so 5 days, and there was a Sunday in the middle of that. So it took a while to get here. But again, What's on here, what's on this card, is a fruitcake recipe. That's all. So the question is, who did it and why? I need to point out, first ingredient, flour, second ingredient, 1 cup of sugar. I haven't had sugar in years. 6, 7 years maybe, or more, 8 maybe. I simply don't eat sugar, refined sugar. Obviously there's sugar in fruit drinks and in fruit. Anyway, because even my cranberry water, I used to use just a cranberry juice, just pure cranberry juice, not something with a additives like sugar. But now I use a cranberry concentrate because it actually has less sugar, the natural sugar in the fruit. So I'm really off of sugar in a very big way. So the fruitcake recipe is in a sense useless. So what is the point? The pessimistic side is this was designed to be intimidating or insulting or something of that nature. I doubt it. I think that's on the table, but I think the odds are very small. So the question is, who and why? Obviously, there is. I haven't seen anything that would give me a clue as to who. But postcards, the postcards that I send every day, I send a new card every day, these, and they're on, if you go to kozlowski.org/promise, the images, I take a picture of it, and they're on online. They're sent out every day. The last group, which would have been the ones that would have arrived about this time, have been going to a lot of the leadership at MediView. So there's the possibility that someone in that area, because this is neat handwriting. This is definitely not mine. But my guess is, I can't be sure, but my guess is it's a woman's handwriting. But I'm not sure. I'm not confident of that. Because I don't know. So I don't know who, and I don't know why. But what I want to do is express to the who, with the hope that because that they went through this effort, they might go to the website and see the fact that I've responded. Because I will link this video to the Promise site. And make the offer. Obviously, if this is just a flippant something, there'll be nothing more. If there's the possibility that somebody is, to whatever degree, wanting to reach out, it would be one of two ways. It would be overt, public, or it would be quiet, private, just that individual and myself. So I want to make sure the door is open. If the person who wrote this card and sent it to me, and again, the image of this card and both sides is on the family.kozlowski.org on today's voicemail. So whoever wrote this card, if they want to contact me, when you go to the Promise site, right on the top is my email address and phone number. Contact me. Please indicate you're the author of this. And if you want to remain private, please say so, and we'll remain private. A private dialogue between you and me. If even somebody else would like to do that, I've offered that before, I'm offering it again. If you want a private dialogue, I am more than happy to communicate with you. I'm not going to put pressure on you, asking you must do this. But to have a dialogue with somebody, especially someone in Lexington who knows of my family, knows my family, or is my family, a dialogue is more than welcome. And again, if it's necessary to be private, it will be private, either in the short term or permanently, as the party requests. So I don't know what the purpose was behind this. I was obviously confused. Why would somebody send me a fruitcake recipe? Unidentified, but clearly from Lexington. I don't understand. But if somebody's reaching out, I'm reaching back. So, just wanted to make that clear. And again, Julia, I'd love to see my grandkids. Chris, my friend Chris, has offered to drive me to do that. We'd show up, we'd meet. The previous suggestion was Grimes Park. And, you know, that would be fine. You can set the terms. You decide. There's no intention to violate the state decree that my wife, in, you know, that shameful thing, as the Lord describes, that my wife did. There's no intention to violate that. But I want to see my grandkids. Be nice to see my daughter. That offer's on the table. Because, you see, I do have a number of people who actually care for me. And if Chris is willing to drive me that far, that's an act of love. And, of course, the most important thing, somebody please tell my wife I love her.